Two Democratic candidates for Utah governor faced off in a debate on Monday. Both Mike Weinholz and Vaughn Cook say Utah's majority Republican political system isn't serving the needs of everyday Utahns. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Doug Wright of KSL was co-moderator of the debate, which was broadcast on KSL News Radio. The candidates discussed Medicaid. When asked about the limited expansion plan the state legislature passed this year, Vaughn Cook said Republican lawmakers have put politics before people. Mike Weinholz called the plan fiscally irresponsible because it covers the fewest amount of people for the most expensive cost. On education spending, Weinholz said the legislature needs to stop raiding the K-12 education fund to pay for other items like transportation.
Education needs to be our first priority. The Republicans say it's their first priority, but their actions don't reflect that.
Cook said additional funding isn't the only solution to Utah's problems.
But most of the people in this state are in favor of a tax increase if they know the money is going to go to education.
Both Cook and Weinholz said they would support increasing the minimum wage, although Cook said any plan must be implemented in a way that's sensitive to small businesses. On guns, Weinholz supports strengthening background checks. Cook called the issue of gun rights and restrictions inflammatory and declined to speak to the matter. The candidates must win the support of 60% of delegates at the state party convention this weekend or face a primary. Whitney Evans, KUER News.